return to Raw today. I returned to my chambers to find Ryan Carter alone with my wife. She was naked and distressed.
Another ripple of shock. This time it wasn't shared by the companions. Dean, for his part, found the idea of Jenna being distressed by her nakedness sickly amusing, considering what the woman had told him about her plans for his father and himself. Alien held up his hands for silence and continued.
When I had dismissed Ryan Carter and had calmed my wife, I discovered that Ryan had told her he wanted to rule Raw and use the people to help him achieve his aims. Also, that he wanted her as his woman, as he was tired of the one he has now.
Christie felt sick at the accusation coming from the Mutie woman, but also amused at how far wide of the mark she knew it to be. She felt the raven eyes of the Queen searing into her, but refused to meet them. Tiring of that game, Jenna stepped forward and interrupted her husband.
When I told him that I wasn't interested, the bastard tried to take me by force. It was only my husband arriving that saved me from that animal.
The muttering in the crowd started again, but with an even more ugly undertone. Jenna had never been popular, but Alien was loved and respected by his people, and she was his wife. The Baron held up his hands.
I've called you here to announce that they will be expelled. I want no chilling, as the rest of the party are not to blame. They will be escorted from the Ville. If, however, they do so much as come near us again, then they will be chilled. That is my ruling.
There was a buzz among the crowd as they debated between those who agreed with the Baron and those who favored a chilling. Dean put aside his own surprise and moved to the front of the crowd, making ready to break into the circle. In the middle, it was hard to tell who was the more surprised, Ryan and his companions, or Jenna and Harvey. Ryan leaned close to the armorer. He was careful not to approach his weapons and spark a reaction.
JB, better be triple red just in case.
JB nodded agreement and swept his gaze over the others. While shocked, they had all taken in the judgment and were prepared to believe the Baron. No one had reached for a blaster, not even Dean. The armorer blinked, momentarily surprised at the stealth with which the youngster had infiltrated the center of the circle. JB wasn't the only one to notice Dean. Harvey reached for his Colt Magnum carry blaster as soon as he spotted the boy, but was stayed by the hand of the Baron. The armorer also noticed that Jenna had begun to turn pale.
Listen to me! Alien is being lied to! Jenna and Harvey have a lab hidden at the end of one of the tunnels, and they're making beauties down there! It was them who took me, and I wasn't able to escape until now!
Alien listened to the youngster with a puzzled frown. Noticing this, Jenna grabbed her husband's arm.
Don't listen to that shit! Get them out of here!
She looked at the Baron with a hysterical expression. But when her husband looked back at her, there was coldness in his eyes that made her shrink.
No.
His voice was almost a whisper, but over the shocked silence of the gathered Ville dwellers, it carried like the loudest shout.
No. Let the child show me. If he lies, then it will be shown for that. If I do not allow him that chance, how can my people ever trust again that I am fair and honest?
Harvey was trembling with a mixture of fear and anger.
Don't do it! It may be a trick of some kind.
Well, if it is, Harv, then maybe we'll chill anyone in sight.
Right. Because we'll go along just to keep things safe. All of us. With the boy and his father and the rest in front. Just to be sure.
Blake looked at Jack, who nodded.
You learn who to trust when your life is on the line. And let's just say, I've been having a few doubts about you lately, Harv.
There was nothing that the Sec Chief or the Mutie woman could do at that moment to change things, and as the crowd parted to allow Blake and Downey to usher Dean out of the hall, followed by his father and companions, Harvey held Jenna back from her husband as he followed.
Shit's about to hit. Follow. I'll try to round up those who'll follow me straight away. We've got to move now.
Jenna nodded her agreement, then followed Alien, who was looking back to see what had happened to her. In the swell of the crowd, Harvey managed to slip away in order to locate those he knew would be loyal to him first and foremost. The moment of truth was approaching. Dean led them through the tunnels and corridors of the Ville, heading unerringly for the outer reaches and the tunnel that terminated in the metal door. He felt better for having Jack by his side, as the albino also knew where the lab lay.
I hope for your sake this isn't true, Jenna. Because if it is...
Of course the child lies. You trust him instead of me.
You forget I have the legend and history of Ra and the illuminated ones passed down to me from my forefathers. I know something of your forefathers and the taint that may have traveled down.
You've never said anything of this before?
I had hoped, but perhaps not.
They had now reached the tunnel that terminated in the metal door. Dean halted before it. The lock was still in place. He turned and looked back at Alien and Jenna.
This is it. She has the key.
Alien turned to his wife.
Well?
I don't have any fucking key. I know nothing about this place.
There was such conviction in her tone that for a moment, Dean found he even doubted himself.
Well, we gotta get in somehow.
Blake stepped forward and examined the lock.
Think I should shoot it off?
JB leaned forward to get a better look, being careful not to move quickly or arouse any suspicion about his actions.
I'd say you need some Plasex for that. I've got some, so if you'll let me...
Blake nodded.
I'm pretty sure I got nothing to fear from you. Just for show, make it slow.
JB grinned and reached slowly into one of his capacious pockets before producing a small container of Plasex.
Now I think we'd better get back around the corner before we go any further.
Blake nodded and ushered Alien and Jenna back around the bend in the tunnel, followed by the companions, with Downey bringing up the rear. JB stayed by the door, attaching a small amount of the Plasex to the lock and fitting a fuse before running back to join them.
Down!
He clutched his ears and opened his mouth as the Plasex blew. Taking the protective measure, as the explosion was in such a relatively confined space, the lock had indeed blown, and the door was hanging open, the thick steel buckled by the force of the blast.
Hot pipe, you made sure there.
Dean whistled as he led the way toward the lab. The Baron turned toward Jenna, who was noticeably hanging back.
Well, why not come with us, if you have nothing to be afraid of?
He felt a creeping sickness in his head, and closed his eyes against the pain. When he opened them again, scant moments later, he could see the back of his wife as she ran from him. Setting his jaw, already knowing what he would find, the Baron turned and strode toward the lab. As soon as he entered, he could smell the decay and corruption, as though they were tangible.
It's true.
This is sick. I remember the reports about Mengele and how they always said it couldn't happen again. My daddy always said they were wrong. Jesus Christ, Dad, you were right.
Mildred fought back the tears as she stood over the cots where the hideously mutated results of Jenna's experiments lay. The eyes of the speechless, mutie children looked up at her in fear and despair. They had known nothing but hate and pain, but knew that she was a stranger and might be able to end that pain. Alien joined her.
There's no hope for these poor souls. You must...
I know, but I can't.
Then I must. And as her husband, I must take responsibility for not knowing.
Alien held out his hand, and Mildred knew what he wanted. She handed him her ZKR. The Baron took the blaster, checked the breech, then put the barrel to the head of the first muty child.
Please forgive me.
Alien repeated this with all the children, tears coursing down his face. When he had finished, Mildred took his arm, and they re-entered the main lab. The others were standing there, not knowing what to say to the shattered Baron. Alien looked around at the legacy of his wife.
Destroy it!
He gave Mildred back her ZKR.
Destroy it all! Then we find her and put her on trial.
I don't think it'll come to that. If she's gone and so is Harvey, then you're going to have to fight for your Bill. Because we're the only ones who've seen this for sure. And there's no telling who will side with who if the truth isn't yet known.
So be it. If it comes to a firefight, then we must be ready. So smash it all, as quickly as possible.
How? You want us to blow it up, maybe set fire to it? We do need to get rid of those chilled experiments, that's for sure. Can't risk disease on top of this.
Too dangerous down here for grands or firing. The best thing would be to shoot up the equipment and Plasex that room to bring the ceiling down in there and bury those poor bastards.
Let it be so.
Alien quietly strode from the room. He was joined by everyone except JB and Ryan. While the armorer sprayed the comp and medical equipment with a Zuzi, Ryan laid the charnel house of the side room with Plasex, which he fused and timed.
Okay, people, let's get the hell away.
He and the armorer